Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 9th. You'll be interested to know. 68 years ago, today, in 1956, rock and roll star Elvis Presley made his first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, captivating millions of viewers with his electrifying performance, which significantly boosted his popularity and solidified his status as a cultural icon, marking a pivotal moment in the history of American entertainment. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday, with temperatures climbing to a pleasant 75, along with a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 58 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 10, with a high tide at 11:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies with highs ranging from the upper 70s to the mid 80s throughout the week. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the low 60s. Light winds will vary from northwest to southwest each day. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, comedian Sebastian Maniscalco is set to perform at TD Garden on October 4th and 5th as part of his North American tour. This tour began in Norfolk, Virginia on July 11th and will conclude in Des Moines, Iowa on December 15th. Fans can purchase tickets through reliable third-party sellers like StubHub, Vivid Seats, and SeatGeek. Currently, the cheapest tickets for the Friday show start at $72. Maniscalco has a Netflix special titled Stay Hungry and starred alongside notable actors in The Irishman and Green Book. Now on to sports. In Sunday night football, the Lions edged the Rams 26-20 in overtime at Ford Field. Detroit's David Montgomery rushed for the game-winning one-yard touchdown, and Jared Goff threw for 363 yards. Matthew Stafford had 387 passing yards for the Rams, but couldn't secure the win. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, the New York Jets head to Levi's Stadium to take on the 49ers. In college football, Northern Illinois shocked Notre Dame, winning 16-14 in South Bend. Ethan Hampton threw for 163 yards, leading NIU to the big win. Notre Dame couldn't rally despite 286 total yards. Next week, Notre Dame looks to get their shine back as they head to Purdue to face the Boilermakers. In local sports, the Pats got their first win of the season yesterday, beating the Bengals 16-10 in Cincinnati. The defense played stellar, holding Cincinnati to just 10 points while Ramondre Stevenson ran for one touchdown and Joey Sly added three field goals. Jacoby Brissett went 15 for 24 with 121 yards. The Patriots are back at the Razor next week, facing off against the Seahawks. Over in college football, Boston College absolutely crushed Duquesne at home, 56-0, with Thomas Castellanos throwing for 234 yards and four touchdowns. Up next, BC will be traveling to Memorial Stadium to face number 6-ranked Missouri. On Sunday, the Red Sox lost to the White Sox 7-2 at Fenway. Rafael Devers did hit a solo homer in the second, but it wasn't enough to spark a comeback. The Sox will host the Orioles tonight at Fenway with Brian Bello on the mound. The Sox are now sitting at 7th in the AL wildcard standings, 4.5 games behind. The Orioles, on the other hand, are holding a commanding position in the division race, leading Boston by 11.5 games. If the Sox want to make a wild card push, they'll need to string together some wins quickly. In top news, Miami Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill expressed confusion over his recent detention by police before the season opener. Hill stated that officers claimed he was speeding and driving recklessly while he was handcuffed outside Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Fans recorded the incident, which went viral. Hill admitted he did not mention his identity during the encounter, emphasizing, "If you said I did something, write me a ticket." Following the incident, the Miami-Dade Police Department initiated an internal investigation, placing an officer on administrative duties. Hill aims to turn this experience into a positive partnership with law enforcement for the community. In business news, election years present unique challenges for investors, influenced by political preferences and public sentiment. Historical data reveals that the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 57% during former President Donald Trump's administration and over 30% under President Joe Biden. Generally, stocks perform better during Democratic presidencies, rising at an annualized rate of 8.2% compared to 3.2% under Republicans. Sector performance varies, with cyclical stocks excelling after Democratic victories and defensive stocks thriving under Republican wins. Market reactions can be unpredictable, shaped by numerous factors beyond elections, including interest rates and inflation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $55,200. Ethereum is just over $2,300. And Solana is $130. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is gearing up to unveil its latest iPhone range and other exciting updates at the upcoming Apple event today, with the tagline, "It's glow time." The highlight will be the new iPhone 16, featuring the advanced A18 chip and 8 GB of RAM to support Apple Intelligence, the company's artificial intelligence software. The iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max are expected to have larger screens and enhanced camera capabilities, including a potential new capture button. Additionally, the event will showcase the Apple Watch Series 10 and the revamped AirPods 4. Tune in at 1 p.m. Eastern. And in entertainment news, Netflix's new murder mystery series, The Perfect Couple, is set on Nantucket Island, Massachusetts, but most of the filming took place in nearby Cape Cod. Actor Eve Hewson described the experience as akin to being at a New England summer camp. The show stars Nicole Kidman as Greer Garrison Winberry and centers around Amelia Sachs, played by Hewson, whose wedding plans are disrupted by a murder. Although Nantucket provided establishing shots, the majority was filmed in Chatham, a seaside town, where sets like a fake police station were constructed, enhancing the series' picturesque backdrop. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer and actor, Elvis Presley. And he said, "I'm not trying to be sexy. It's just my way of expressing myself when I move around." Interestingly enough, I have a similar problem. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.